Hello, Gary. What I want to talk about first is CVs and what you look for in when you get a pile of CVs for a job application and how you reduce them to a workable selection that you can invite for interview.
It's quite rare that we get CVs for the jobs that we advertise. We normally have our own application form. And the reason for that is that application forms force people to give us the information that we want to see, whereas a CV, because of its very nature, is much more of a free text thing, and there's so many different styles out there that it's very difficult to shortlist people for interview from just seeing CVs. However, there are many companies that do it, and we have on occasion took CVs. So when we do, this is the kind of thing I look for. CVs have got to be short. They've got to be no more than 2 pages. If it must go on to 3 pages, then your third page is who your referees are. So 2 to 3 pages, and they're going to be fairly structured. I like in CVs to see a list of people's achievements. Rather than a list of what they've done at work, i.e. their duties. So I was responsible for doing the filing, making the tea, keeping the records up to date. That's all well and good, but it doesn't show me whether they were good at those things. So I like to see achievements. So an example might be, well, I was responsible for the transfer of our filing system from paper-based to electronic, and I led that project. Would be a good example of showing how you've succeeded in or surpassed the duties that were given to you in your role.
Okay, you mentioned referees. Is it essential that referees get included as an item on the CV?
No, it's not. No, I only take referees up for people who I've offered a job to. So I can get hold of who your referees are when I offer you the job, so it's not important.
Okay, and what about the things to avoid putting into a CV then?
Well, as I mentioned before, avoid just doing a list of things that you do in your current job or your previous roles or whatever. So I like to see achievements. I think it's also worth leaving off your date of birth. I don't see any point in putting your date of birth or your marital status or anything like that on a CV. Your name is enough, really, for me.
Okay, I'm guessing that it does ask you that on your job application form, though.
Well, it does, but when people are shortlisting, that kind of information is removed and put in a separate section. So as to avoid discrimination, it's better that that's in a separate section, and therefore on a CV it's better to leave it off altogether.
And can you give any advice on presentation? I'm thinking, you know, font style, the type of paper that's used, whether or not to use colour, etc.
Type of paper, not really fussy. So many CVs come through electronically nowadays anyway that I don't think a paper CV is something that I'm particularly interested in. For example, if a recruitment agency sends me a batch of CVs, they come through by email, so we print it off on our own paper. That makes it important that you've thought through how it will look when it's printed off, and so consider things like font size, page widths and things like that, and whether it will display correctly on somebody's PC. Font size needs to be fairly constant across it. I like something like Arial as a font style. A nice, bold, large size heading with your name on it. Bold for each of the subheadings like qualifications, achievements, outside work interests, things like that. Bullet points are often better than paragraphs of text because it makes it easier to ascertain whether the person's got the right skills.
Okay, now what about in the case of a student who's not got a long job history or maybe not got any job history to offer? How can they fill in a CV and make them look employable?
Well, I like to see a profile from anybody on a CV that should be at the very top, so underneath your name ideally and before anything else. So a profile that tells me what you're like as a person. So it might be I'm a keen, enthusiastic, committed, hard-working type of individual. Try not to lie, because if we get you in for interview, we'll be able to tell whether you've lied on that. So be truthful. Don't say you're dynamic if you're not dynamic. So be honest with us on that one. And you never know, we might be looking for the type of person that you are for this particular role. So I like a profile. I appreciate that some students may not have a lengthy job history, but again, for many jobs, particularly your first job, that's not important. We're just looking for the type of person you are, and we're recruiting often for attitude and ability rather than qualifications and experience. But if you've got job history, then put it down. And if you've got outside work interests as well, then let's hear about those, because you might have some achievements there.
Okay, a final question on CVs, and most of these questions have come from students. I asked the careers advisor at an FE college to give me some student questions. Is it acceptable to have a CV double-sided?
Yeah, again, because a lot of CVs that I see come through electronically, then it all depends on the settings on my printer, whether it's double-sided or not. But there's no reason why it can't be double-sided. In fact, it probably makes things easier because there's less paper to worry about.
Right, well, thanks very much for that, Gary.